Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello, after the Amazonian nuptials of the weekend.
Avec Véronica.
Where for a moment we were distracted from the worrying everyday, like eating crème chantilly when you know you shouldn't. Ostentation and vulgarity have their place, as they always have done. And as some weary feminist journalist concluded with a sigh, flaunting your assets is still clearly a surefire way to bag your billionaire. Well, now it's over. And I read that in the City of Light, the trustees of the Louvre are putting out a tender to find someone who will design a new home for the much-jostled Mona Lisa, who can barely keep that enigmatic smile going. Yes, the Louvre wants to spend 400 million euros on making the world's greatest museum great again, partly to accommodate the 9 million visitors who flood through her doors every year, but mostly just to take a selfie with Mona. Because she's the most famous thing in there, and fame is everything. And as if she had a choice in the matter. But perhaps she too will be able to tell us how she's feeling, because there is a French startup called Ask Mona, which at the moment is being used in combination with OpenAI at Versailles, making statues spill the beans. Yes, AI is taking over Louis XIV's modest country residence, so that when you stand near a statue with your phone, which is now de rigueur in almost every activity we do, apart perhaps from the bathroom, except that even there you now have loos that self-flush, you point your QR code at a statue and this will activate a voice. Say it was Marie-Antoinette. Allô, allô, oui, c'est moi, the most unfortunate of empresses, who presided over this palace and made it what it is today. Let me show you my boudoir. Well, or something a little bit more erudite than that. It can only be a matter of time before La Gioconda tells us what it was that made her smile that day. And if it works for her, well, we have our four musketeers in condom outside the cathedral, and they certainly have stories to tell. Well, having landed back chez nous, news is that public swimming pools are now open and not a moment too soon. We have a new Miss Gers and a Miss Midi-Pyrénées to brighten several of our local events. Today, if you happen to be free and able to move in this heat, you can practice your tango moves at Saint-Mézard. The hot weather makes it all the more sweaty and sensual. At 6:30 on Thursday, the first of the summer organ vespers in the Cathedral of Lectoure. On Friday, as part of the Fête des Orages, there's music also at Lectoure at 10 with the Concert Bal Traditionnel de la Musique Américaine Latine. It's the trio Azahar from Toulouse with their wonderful Cueca, Peruvian, Afro-Colombian, Caribbean rhythms. But not to be outdone, at 8 in Mauvaisin, a French-Chilean group called Ajimza are playing their music that connects us all. Over the weekend in the tranquil little village of Plieu, it's La Fête. Everything you could expect from a fête. Food, wine, bouncy castle, pétanque, and even a baby-foot contest. With music from Le Decibel on Saturday and Bricka Brass Band on the Sunday. Also on Saturday at 9, there's music at Marsonin called Les Chansons qui font le show. And if you want to spend a few more euros than usual on a very classy event, how about Château Arton, who are having their annual Cocktail en Blanc. It's vine art combining gastronomy, entertainment, the art of cocktail making, live music, theatre and a disco under the open skies. You are advised to book. If you come at 6, it's 75 euros. But if you come at 10, really just for the music, then it's only 35. And don't forget to wear white. The weekend ends on Sunday with Des Dansants at Your Danse at 2:30 and all day long un vide grenier in Lectoure, followed by a lie down, I suggest.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Have a great time.
www.dfm930.com